the reason I was calling was because of the PIMCO plant. I wondered, is that your district, the PIMCO plant is in?
No, not my district before. It's part of my district now, very, very close to it. When you get 250 feet line drawn from a plant like that, it's your district. And it is in the city of Wilson.
Okay, I see. Are you concerned about the plant?
Yes, I'm very concerned.
Why?
Well, one reason that I'm very concerned, I think that the safety issue of the plant has not been properly looked at, because I think that sulfuric acid in any form is a danger in the event that a reactor go off, and we don't know when or where, because it has to happen. There's no reason that it can't. And being in the middle of a city, it would be treacherous.
Are other council members concerned as well?
I beg your pardon?
Are other council members concerned as well?
Well, I don't know about what other councilmen's, all the councilmen's concerns are. There's a few, that one or two that I have talked to, and they themselves feel that this is not a good idea, and especially if the neighborhood does not want it.
And tell me about that. I know that at least some neighbors are complaining that it's coming. Is it pretty much the whole neighborhood, or what's going on?
I would think. I was in a meeting just on the 9th, 10th, on the 10th, at the city council and chambers, and there were over 50 people. And judging from this type of call from a community development, called the neighborhood to explain by the owner, wanted the owner to explain why he was bringing such plant here. And there was over 50 or 60 people at that particular meeting. And there is another meeting tonight to get the residual people who did not come the other night. So I think there is a large number that is interested.
Now, these meetings are being put on by the company themselves, right? Are these meetings being put on by PIMCO itself?
Well, I don't know who is putting the meeting on. Community development and the neighborhood committees is asking that these people come in and explain why they are persistent on putting a plant of this nature in their community. And they have agreed to come and talk to the neighborhood.
Now, what are some of the fears that the neighborhoods, the people in the neighborhoods, what are they worried about? What are they saying?
Okay, the neighborhood fears, first of all, they fear the traffic is not completely justified. They have not justified 50 to 60 trucks that is coming in, the big, large truck that would be hauling this type of material in a neighborhood that is adjacent, I mean just borderline of a large park or playground in the middle of the city. There is a playground or park, and they just don't like these type of trucks hauling this type of material, right in there, you know, right that close to the playground.
Mm-hmm.
They've also saying that the configurations of the trees that have been planted is not enough in order to dissipate. Is not enough to dissipate the smell that the sulfuric acid might put off in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an old neighborhood. And the people are saying, we don't have no place to go. And why would you come in our final days and put something like that, place fear in us that we have to live with for the rest of our days?
I see. So I know that, that's an industrial site, before there was some type of factory there as well. Did they have similar problems then?
No, you know, back in the late 1947, 1949, what happened? It was great. You probably won't find this in a place other than, unless you go back in history, there was gray concrete, G-R-A-Y, gray concrete. It came there because of the manufacturing of cinder blocks, not cement blocks, but cinder blocks will begin to flourish through the South to build homes into different housing areas. It was a market for cinder blocks. So it came in there bringing material in, and they processed and built and made cinder blocks. They had put in two railheads to put these cinder blocks on these rails here and market them and ship them out. It was a productive business for Wilson at that time. However, where this plant is located was then on the outside of the city of Wilson.
I see.
It was still in the city limits, but it was outside. There was no houses around it or anything, because Wilson had not grown to that extent back in 1949 and 50.
I see, okay.
After that, about it laid vacant about 12 years. Then in come a another concrete area company.
Mm-hmm.
They manufactured cement blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So the cinder block changed to cement blocks, so the rail heads was in there again that took it out. Then they closed or went almost dormant. They built up the city around it. And now here comes another plant, and that's how the industrial labor got into the plant. There is no real record as to when this plant was marketed as an industrial plant, because of the fact that nothing was zoned at that time, back in 49 and 50.
I see.
We
okay.
didn't start zoning until 52.
For our listeners, explain what you mean by zoning.
Huh?
Explain what you mean by zoning, because I know that's part of the process for bringing this new company in, right?
Yes.
For our listeners who don't know what that means, could you say?
I don't quite understand what you're asking me.
Like, you know, explaining the zoning process for this new company and what has to happen for them to come in.
Well, right now. I think that the city itself is insistent on getting a zoning on record. So they're asking the company, which I don't blame the company, can say, we can just zone your zoning as you want it to come in, and we would cancel all other zoning. So if you decide to leave, then what? Anyone who come in to replace you in this place will have to go through the zoning with the community the same as you did, and they could approve it or disapprove it. So right now, he needs the zoning in order to complete and put into place the plant that he wants to put in there now.
Okay, gotcha. And that's up to you guys, right? You can vote
up,
it down.
That's
or,
up to the city council on the 18th.
On the 18th of this month.
Yes.
Okay, great. So what's happening between now and then? You said there's one more meeting.
Well, There's one more meeting. There's a community meeting on the 11th, which is today. And neighborhood meeting, the neighborhood people is very active. They don't really know what else they should do. They somewhat are feeling now that the city is not really giving them any assurance that they are putting any weight on their didn't want such a plant in there. There are many things that can go in there. Give them the choices. Go to some of these things here. There are several things that the city has said that could go in there that would be worse than this. Unless it's a biochemical plant, I don't know what could be any worse. But that is on their list. And I feel that the city should not put that type of tactics to that community because they don't understand it. I think the city should be more assuring to them that they are going to try to keep their community safe, the playground safe, the area safe, and look for companies to come in here that would be acceptable to the neighborhood.
All right. So you yourself, at this point at least, are very opposed to the plant.
Huh?
So you're opposed to the plant, clearly.
Well, yes.
Yeah, can you just tell me about the Wilson plant and what you guys are going to be doing there and what you need it for?
Yes, sir. We're looking at manufacturing ferric sulfate and ferrous sulfate. And those two items are used in water treatment. Specifically, ferric sulfate is used as a coagulant, and it is used in the city of Wilson, as well as it's used in Raleigh, Durham, Fayetteville, Rocky Mount, and then also manufacture ferrous sulfate, which is used primarily for odor control in wastewater treatment plants.
Okay,
gotcha. Those are the only two items I'm looking at manufacturing there.
Okay, gotcha. And so... obviously, there was some concern from Wilson residents about pollution and the smell. What does the company plan to do about that?
Yes, sir. We will have no smells coming off of our process. It is a self-contained process. It's not going to happen. We'll have steam coming off the process, but there will not be any smells coming off. There's not pollutants coming off. It's a well-proven technology we've been doing for many years.
Okay, gotcha. And what about pollution?
No, sir.
No pollution?
No pollution.
Okay, great. So I know you guys have been having some meetings, right, in Wilson about this? You guys have been hosting some? How many have you guys had and how many are coming?
We've had three so far, and last night was probably about, I'd say 20 people,
mm-hmm.
If I had to take a guess. Maybe, you know what, let's say 30 to be on the safe side.
Okay.
And that was our third public meeting.
Third public meeting. And you have more?
Yes, we have one more. I believe it's 11 o'clock or 11:30 tomorrow.
11:30 tomorrow. Okay.
It's 11 o'clock or 11:30, and I'm not exactly sure what time it is. Driving right now, so I don't have that information in front of me.
Gotcha.
Apologize.
That's okay. No worries. Are you in Wilson? Are you in Texas or what?
No, sir. I'm actually not sure exactly where I am. I'm somewhere between Charlotte and Wilson at this time on the 80th. Actually, I'm between Charlotte and Greensboro. I'm heading north.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. What has the response been to these meetings, and what are you hearing from people in Wilson?
I've heard mixed. The city is in favor of what we're doing, and I've talked to a lot of residents that are in favor of what we're doing, but I've also talked to a lot of residents that are not in favor of what we're doing.
Okay. And do they come away from these meetings any more satisfied, or are they returning to the meetings and to each meeting? And
I think they understand the process, and the problem is what it really boils down to is they don't want that plant in their backyard. Even after they understand everything about it, they just don't want it there. Now, to give you the other side of the the story, the city side, they have, before they ever talked to anybody, the city heavily scrutinized what we were doing. They called one of the universities. They checked out what we were doing. They called the chemical council. They checked out what we were doing. Actually had a third party come in and evaluate our process, walk out to the site, take a look at everything we were doing, and say, yes, this shouldn't be an issue. And that's before the city ever said, hey, yeah, we think this is something that we would be okay with here. And the reason the city did that is currently it's an industrial piece of property. And under the industrial category, it can be used for a lot of different things, and the city doesn't have any control. Now, with us, they are very specific as far as what we can do. The city's not coming in giving us a list of things that we can't do. The city's actually coming in and saying, these are the two things that you can do. I mean, we've asked very specifically to manufacture ferric sulfate and ferrous sulfate, and the city, in a conditional use permit, has said these are the only two things that you can do there. So they didn't come in and just grant, you know, say, hey, we're going to go for a total rezoning. We're going to be very specific about what you can. This is what you asked to do. This is what we're going to say you can do. And that gives the city the control over that piece of property to make sure they're satisfied with the process that goes in there. So that's why the city has been in favor of it, is because they can really control and dictate what happens there.
I see. Okay. The city council has to approve this, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And how many people will the plant employ?
Between 15 to 20 people when we're totally up and running. And with those 15 to 20 that we're looking at, the operators that I bring into the plant, something else to take note of, we actually train them. I'm not looking for a college degree to come in that I'm going to train that individual. I'm going to take an individual that is very mechanically inclined, and we're going to teach him how to actually run that plant. So somebody that may be looking for a career, this is a good way to get their foot into a career with a company that's going to have benefits. They're going to have vacation. They're going to, you know, it's an actual, what you'd consider a good job to have.